Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Have you ever felt a cool summer breeze? Yeah. Have you ever tried to fulfill a want or a need? God is with you all the way, yeah. Strengthening your heart and soul, guiding your way. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Life's a struggle, brother, from birth. Sometimes you never get a chance to get your breath. Work hard, brother, to save your very, very soul. Make sure the whole world understands the law and full control. Heart and soul, a struggle, brother. To come out of the cold, a struggle, brother.
Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak. This is Rashid Ghulam, your host and engineer for tonight's show, along with Mark Shahid of Parenting and Family Reconstructing Learning Lab. Our program is a very special program due to the month of Ramadan. We have shortened hours, and we also have a focus on how does Ramadan affect our emotional benefit, our emotional being, and so forth and so on. So we know our show always provides our listening audience with an interactive conversation on effective parenting. Now, we always focus on developing leadership skills in children, and our listeners are consistently and constantly invited to bring questions as well as share their parenting experiences to the Learning Lab. With that, I'd like to open the program tonight with our host, Mark Shahid. Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak, my good brother.
Alaikum assalam and Ramadan Mubarak to you, Rashid Salam, and to our very distinguished, esteemed radio listening audience there at IWDM Radio. And as always, I like to begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbi Alameen. Ashhadu ila ilaha illallah wa la sharika lahu. Wa shahadu anna Muhammadan abduluhu wa rasuluhu. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. That is with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All the praise and thanks belongs to Allah, the nourisher, the sustainer, the guardian evolver of all systems of knowledge. We witness that there is nothing to be served nor worshipped except for one, Allah alone, and that he has no partners nor associates in his rule. We further witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, to whom the Quran was revealed in this blessed month of Ramadan, is indeed the seal of the prophets, and he is Allah's humble servant and his noble and generous messenger. And what follows in that excellent salutation, the prayers and peace be upon the prophet. I am Mark Shahid. I'm the host, facilitator, and producer, along with Rashid Salam and Dr. Patricia Salahuddin, who's away there in Medina, enjoying Ramadan with her family there, and we look forward to her return sometime latter part of April this year. So we want to welcome all of you for tuning to this special edition. As Rashid Salam, this is a special edition of the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, and it has a special theme, and that theme is Ramadan and how it benefits and galvanizes the family life. And before we get into tonight's learning lab, we want to welcome all of you and those who first tuned in for the first time. We want you to know that this is your learning lab, and we want you to feel welcome to press 1 if you have a question or comment on anything Rashid Salam or myself might say tonight. We do welcome that. And we are aware of the fact that many of you tune in to IWDM Radio and to productions like this by way of the Internet for you to ask a question or make a comment, or maybe just want to just let us know what being said tonight is resonating with you. You do have to call into the studio, so please get your pen and pad, because we believe some noteworthy things can and will be said tonight that you might want to take note. And you want to jot down this number to IWDM Radio, 714-816-4673. That's 714-816-4673. We also want you to know that this learning lab has a foundation and is built upon four sources that we use. The first is Al-Quran, the final revelation to all of humanity. And the next is the life example of the prophet in living the Quran. The third is the tafsir, the clear explanation by a scholarly teacher and leader, Imam Waisuddin Muhammad. And the fourth is social sciences. There have been a lot of research that's done in science and studying everything, including the behavior of human beings. And so we also want you to know, over this period of time on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, 7+ years now, we also have been bringing to you a lot of great information, education, in terms of staples that we established over the years. And one of those things is the defining parenting. We simply say parenting is the process of nurturing and cultivating not only the physical, but the moral, the emotional, the rational, the intellectual, the social, and the spiritual development of our children from infanthood to adulthood. This is a big role and responsibility, not only for the mother, but also for the father. And another staple that we have established, the role and responsibility for parents, is to raise their children up to become leaders. That would be a game changer. What if all African Americans would begin to start thinking, my role and responsibility is to raise my child up with to become a leader and to exemplify leadership qualities, first and foremost for themselves, their family, the community. And we say inshallah, meaning God willing, that being conscious, regardful of our role, responsibility, and obligation to our children, that some world leaders can and will emerge from that way of thinking. Also, we have established as a staple here that is Almighty God, Allah, who is Al-Khalik, the creator, is the first teacher for his human creation. But when birth comes to earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, who is perfect and don't make mistakes and errors, he has given that distinction and honor to the mother to be not only the first teacher, but the first leader, not only for our baby girls, but also for our baby boys. And it is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prayers and peace be upon the Prophet, that has said that paradise lies at the foot of the mother. Many different interpretations of that, but she would be given the honor and distinction for giving that foundational knowledge not only to our baby girls, but to our baby boys. And with that being said, it has become a tradition here on the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab to always have an overview for what took place in our last production here. And for that, we go to our very distinguished, esteemed co-host of the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, my brother and friend, Rashid Salam. Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak, and welcome back to IWDM Radio, Rashid Salam.
Alaikum assalam, Mark, and Ramadan Mubarak to you as well. And for those of you who were not privy to the program last week, it was March the 13th. And if you go on the internet under IWDM Radio / Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab and put that date in, then you'll be able to hear the whole program in its entirety. We had a wonderful time last weekend. We started it off with a couple key component words. One of those words were cultural identity. One of those words was natural versus normal. And the other one was, excuse me, about fasting and how fasting affected the physical and social benefits of our family life. What Ramadan, what did it do? How, by observing it, what is the effect that we had on our children? And when particularly, Mark always talk about the first social institution, and that's family life. And the effect of that physical and social benefit came about in a very dynamic way in our discussion. We were talking about the impressions that our children imitate us when they see us doing a particular thing. It also talked about the effect that this culture and social benefit, what would it have on our children when they see us observing this particular fast, and the questions that may be tweaked, the questions that may be talked about when we have this occasion, the joyousness that takes place in the house, and that, you know, at the age and stage that Mark talked about, what did it do? What did it do to that particular child in this thinking process when they see us observing this particular fast and the questions that came about? And I discussed some of the things that I thought was a great opportunity for us to begin that communication that we have with our children, giving our children something to talk about, give us a chance to get back to the table again and interact and intervene in our children's life so we can have that, what I call energizing, that social dynamic that takes place. And those opportunities for social discussion and celebration came about during that time period. But I really enjoyed the point when we kicked it off with cultural identity and culture and what does it mean. And we know that culture is a distinct social system, but it incorporates all the knowledge, all the language, all the attitudes, the religion, the belief systems and attitudes and concepts of what goes on in life. And we're talking about family reconstruction. It gave us an opportunity to have those discussions, and the information that was given shapes the thinking process of our children. And this experience that we had called Ramadan is a tremendous experience, and it helps promote and has a cultural destination for our children to look at, to see, and began to pay attention to. So it was a really exciting time when we talked about 0 to 7. We talked about 7 to 14 again, you know, and 14 to 21, that social benefit. That discussion did take place. And we ended it with, when Mark was talking, I mentioned, this is like trauma, you know. And what was I talking about? Going through Ramadan was a traumatic experience. Why? Because trauma has to do with a special event. It's reoccurring. It keeps happening to our children. It's also an experience that one goes through, and that particular event gives a child to have a different perception on who they are and what they are, but the effect. And I think that's what we're going to be talking about today, and we talked about last week. This personal experience, this personal effect, and the neurological and the physical and the emotional cognitive benefits of what Ramadan what Ramadan does to our being, increase this environment that we call physical and social benefit. So, Mark, I know we have a new subject matter for today, so inshallah, I hope you're covering what we have.
I want to say alhamdulillah, and for those who don't know, alhamdulillah simply means that the praise and the thanks belongs to God first and foremost. And I want to just say kudos to Rashid Salam for doing an excellent job in terms of kind of giving a summation of last week's production here on this new theme, Ramadan, how it benefits and galvanizes the sacred institution of family life. Excellent job. Some great notes, and as he said, you can go back and assess it in its entirety here on IWDM Radio. So tonight the focus is on emotionality. Yes, emotionality, and as you know, whatever is a word, talentous, words that end in ality, it is a play on the word reality, so the reality of emotions. One of the first things that we want to say, you know, in terms of benefit in regards to this, we want to kind of get somewhat a look at emotionality, that is energy in motion. Emotions are energy in motion. As we know, everything, there is a duality. That's a duality. It is the reality of what is dual, meaning positive and negative. There's positive emotions. There are negative emotions. So the theme is Ramadan and how it benefits and galvanizes the sacred institution of family life. Years ago, just in meditation, and you'll hear me say that quite a bit because oftentimes I'll go into my cave, and all of us can go into our cave. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went into a physical cave, but we can all go into our cave and just sit in solitude and just think and reflect upon things and how Allah wants to evolve us in every aspect of our life, including emotionally, as we are emotional creatures too. This is one of the things that makes us human, and being emotional. But we have to see that emotions is not a leader by itself. So I sat down and I thought about it, and I said, well, the ultimate goal is to derive and to get to what is called emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence. You might say, well, Brother Mark Shaheed, what does this have to do with in terms of the benefits of galvanizing the family life? Well, I came up with a little formula that emotionality plus rationality plus morality will equal to emotional intelligence. And emotional intelligence is the ability to be able to perceive and to understand and to manage and control our emotions and others' emotions. That's very important. I'm going to say that again. That emotional intelligence is the ability to perceive and understand and to manage and control our emotions and others' emotions. Well, you might say, boy, we need more of that today, and how we really do. But the blessed month of Ramadan is a benefit to the family life because it helps us in terms of maintaining and sustaining real emotions. Those real emotions actually are positive emotions in terms of showing more love in the family, showing more compassion in family life, showing more appreciation in family life. There's more happiness in family life during the blessed month of Ramadan. It enhances that if it's there. Okay, so you say, well, Shaheed, you already said that it is a duality. Okay, so what about the opposite in terms of negative emotion? Is there enviness, jealousy, hostility, animosity, hatred, anger? All of these are emotions, and usually they are seen as negative emotions. Well, Allah has said to the believers, O you who believe, fasting is prescribed for you as it is prescribed for those before you so that you may learn self-restraint, or self-discipline. So we're going to look at a couple of these emotions tonight, Rashid Salam, and we're going to look at one of the big things oftentimes in terms of family life, and one of the things that we often hear more than probably any word is love, love, love. What the world needs more of love. And it is an emotion, but it's more than an emotion. Those of you tuned in on the Sister Learning Lab, for almost 6 months, I think, we was talking about what comprises true love and many of the positive emotions are ingredients in the true love, but then oftentimes there are some that may have negative emotions. And what a better time, Rashid Salam, to be able to eliminate or to eradicate those negative emotions that oftentimes are the byproducts of our impulses, our urges, our passion and our desire that's undomesticated, uncivilized, untamed, and unsubmitting. Rashid?
Alhamdulillah, Mark. Oh, boy, I tell you. So we just have to want to pray all the time when Ramadan comes. And not that we shouldn't all the time anyway, but what Ramadan provides us, Mark, is an opportunity for self-governance. Being that imbalance that we can now balance, that stabilization that was unstable, that appearance of not knowing or not being confident in understanding. And the word love, it's just so many different levels of that particular that word, Mark. You know, every time I hear that word, it's a code for the extraordinary mind. You know, love. It's a code for the extraordinary mind. I mean, someone who has submitted their will to God, able to redefine their life,
yeah,
and know the important factors that are involved in knowing what love really is. It enhances the intellect. It creates a different intelligence for society and how you treat people, the mercy that comes from that particular word. And, you know, it's a return to our regalness. You know, we got to return to our regalness, who we used to be, who we are, return to that original self. You know, and that's what the love and Ramadan, you know, really has an effect on. And those are the areas of concern, Mark, that we need to really pay attention to and pull out of and able to identify those things that allow us to be who we're supposed to be and take away incorrect things.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, that's what very well said. You know, some very sharp points that you're making there, Rashid Salam. I want to say that those of you who may have tuned in late, you are listening to IWDM Radio, and you're listening to a special edition of the Parenting, Family, Reconstruction, and Learning Lab. We're on our Ramadan schedule here, and we started a little earlier today in respect for everybody being able to break their fast on time, especially our brothers and sisters on the Eastern Standard Time. You know, as you were speaking, it just, you know, in my subconscious as a wordologist, I have, you know, an acronym for the word love I've used for years and years. And it's actually two, you know, that deals with the duality, L-O-V-E, like only valued emotions, like only valued emotions. Now, these are gold nuggets. If you can't use them, you can put it in your purse or put it in your billfold when you need it. You understand, when you think about emotions, you should like only valued emotions. And then the other is to leave out violent emotions. Oh, yeah, leave out violent emotions. So we're going to get a little bit into that. You know, as we look at, Rashid, we look at Ramadan having benefits and galvanizing the sacred institution of family life. You know, we just want to look at only that side in terms of the positiveness, as you so eloquently articulated, or what love actually encompasses. In terms of those positive things, such as compassion. There should be even more compassion in the family life during the blessed month of Ramadan. There should be more appreciativeness in the family life at that particular time. It's a heightened awareness, a consciousness that actually should be prevailing all throughout the month of Ramadan. And also, very, very important that we look at in terms of gratefulness, that's a very valuable quality or characteristic that actually oftentimes is not seen as an emotion, but to be really grateful and a happiness. Of course, at the end, we have Fitra, a recurring happiness, but the happiness just in terms of anticipation of the blessed month of Ramadan coming, but also while we actually are participating in Siyam, fasting in the month of Ramadan. And I got to say this, Rashid, while we are feasting on the Quran, we are still being fed, but we're being fed the best type of food, you understand, the food for thought, the food for the right mental attitude, the food for the right disposition, and the food for the right type of valued emotions and all. So we want to look at one of the things that oftentimes becomes a detriment in families, not only Muslim, not say per se Muslim families, but sometimes it is, and oftentimes in terms of family where there are some in the family that can't control anger. Now, anger oftentimes is seen as a negative thing, but I've said before here on IWDM Radio in the Learning Lab where there was a person that lost their son through the killing by a drunk driver, but they channeled their anger to produce something called Mad Mothers Against Drunk Driving. So that emotion actually was used in a constructive way to actually organize something that perhaps could prevent others, other mothers or parents, fathers and all, from losing children through those who are irresponsible and reckless getting behind the wheel in a drunken state. But most of the time, anger is an emotion, but it's usually seen in a negative way, Rashid. And, you know, in this blessed month of Ramadan, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has said there's four categories in which everyone falls into one. Those who are quick to anger, but they're quick to cool down. Those who are slow to anger, but they're slow to cool down. Now, these first two have qualities that help to compensate the other. But this is where the goal is in terms of that emotion. The best of you are the one that is slow to anger, but quick to cool down. And the worst of you are those who are quick to anger, but slow to cool down. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, in his infinite wisdom, Al-Hakim, the all-wise, Al-Alim, the all-knowing, this prescription, Siyam, fasting in the month of Ramadan, helps us to reach that goal of the many of the Sahih Hadiths of Prophet Muhammad. The best of you is the one that is slow to anger but quick to cool down. And this is one of the self-control, the self-restraint, the self-management, and the self-discipline that is a benefit in the family life for those, you understand, that have issues with anger, to be able to look at themselves and put themselves in one of those categories and be able to work on that, because I guarantee you, Rashid, it's not most of the time it's the food and drink, abstaining from that, which is the challenge. But the big challenge is sometimes in keeping your cool and not becoming angry. Rashid?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, my brother. You know, so as you were saying that, you know, the first thing that came to my mind, 30-30. You know, we talk about the emotional disposition and the benefits of Ramadan during that time period, but if you don't know the pattern of an emotion, if we don't understand what the word emotion really means and how your emotion being out of control affects your reasoning and your perception, you know, it's a natural instinctive state of mind that affects your mood. And what better place to go than Surah 30-30? There's no better place to go, Mark, to get your emotional stability, your emotional stabilization, your understanding of what emotions are and how they benefit you. because of the many, many different benefits that come just from the word love, as you explained. Whoever thought love could be looked at in that way, like only valued emotion, you know, leaving out violent emotion. Boy, that natural and unnatural piece just falls right in place there, Mark. And, you know, as you were speaking, there's just so many things crossed my mind. It really did. The handiwork, according to the pattern in which he had made mankind.
Mm-hmm.
No change in the work. You know, mm-hmm. the standard religion that most among mankind understand not. So when you start talking about emotion, you know when it's out of control, it's like a rage, anger. It's like a rage, you know, hate. It's like a rage. It eats away at you and who you are. But when you fall down, like an old saying, Jack and Jill go up the hill and got to get a pillow up, but Jack fell down and broke his crown. The crown represents mm-hmm. what? Emotional disposition and emotional intelligence that we lose when we don't have the foundation in 30-30. Believe it like that.
Yeah.
Come to you.
Alhamdulillah. No, that's very well said, Rashid Salam. You know, we have to be in control, and this is what the objective. The objective in the blessed month of Ramadan is to be able to control our natural urges, and being able to control our natural urges, it puts us even a better position than something that is unnatural, but actually is controlling us to put that in check, in control. It is said in Sahih Hadith that in the blessed month of Ramadan that the shaitan is locked up. The shaitan is locked up. And we could also say that the jinn is locked up, but the reality of it is that's for each individual to be able to assess themselves in this blessed month of Ramadan. In assessing ourselves, are we in control or are we being controlled? You see, this this is very, very important. This is why there can and will be at the end, if we have a successful fast in the month of Ramadan while feasting on the Quran, then in fact that it could be a recurring mm-hmm. happiness to get back to what you were speaking about in terms of the original nature, which is a happy mm-hmm. state, a state of bliss in that regard, to be able to return to the innocent life and acknowledging and being obedient to the one that has created us, which is very, very important. This is a real benefit and also help to galvanize, to stimulate, to activate, to enthuse, you understand, the family life in terms of bringing about even a closer bond together to have those valued emotions that are actually been there, prevalent, but they increase and enhance. You know, this is, you know, if in fact that we don't have members in our family, and I don't know too many families that don't have members, but actually they have emotional issues, whereas that they're not in control. And they're right. being controlled by them. But remember, the word emotion is energy in motion. But also remember the formula that I gave to help to bring about emotional intelligence. It has to be coupled with rationality. The reality, okay, so words in and ality. The reality, what is rational? What is reasonable? Emotionality needs rationality. But what do both emotionality and rationality need? It needs morality. You can't be intelligent without morality. See, because rationality can and has been a tool of the shaitan. What did he do to, in terms of deception of our first parents? He presented something very rational. He gave them a rationality. He reasoned, you understand? He appealed to the appetite. This is why it is so important in terms of obedience. We see that in what you were speaking about in terms of the original nature we call fitra, the obedience. Right. And this is very, very important in this time of the year as we are in this fast. And one of the prevailing things is the ability to be obedient, to return to obedient. Very, very important, Rashid, when we think about that. And you understand, we should have the love and the reverence for our Creator to say, I am going to obey Allah. I'm not going to put my passion before what it is that God says, my emotions, because then, you know, as in the reading today, it was Allah says in the Jews today that those, you understand, that reject God's sign and message, that he don't guide them. And then the shaitan goes after those who reject God's sign, meaning that we'll become gullible. We become gullible. We be open for the influence of the shaitan. And when shaitan influences us, he influences the mental attitude, the disposition, the emotionality, and bringing about irrationality to us, and also behavior. And Allah also says, do not follow the footsteps. Don't follow the, what do you mean footsteps? That means don't follow the way of the shaitan. So all of this here, we can see that this is beneficial and valuable, what Ramadan brings to the family life. And when we look at, you know, Rashid, we have children of different ages and stages in their life, and we may see one of our younger children getting angry and all. So what is that we should say to them? Now, remember, we are fasting. And so when we are fasting, you have to be able to control your anger. You have to be more compassionate. You have to be more sharing and caring for your little brother, your little sister, or what, depending on the age and stage that they are. But even if they're of age of adolescence, you know, Rashid, sometimes that can be an issue in terms of jealousy and envy. You know, instead of having the emotion, positive emotion of admiration as opposed to jealousy and envy, the insecurity that comes along with that, now there's security in the fact I can have admiration for the good that I see in you. It opens our eyes up in the family life to begin to maybe see our brother, our sister, our cousin, our parents in a better way. Oh, this is beautiful here, Rashid. We want to say to our radio listening audience, you listen to IWDN Radio, and you listen to a special edition of the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab here on our new time, only on the Ramadan schedule. If you have a question or comment, we want you to press 1. And if you are listening by way of the Internet, then you want to ask a question or make a comment, or we're saying tonight, does this make sense to you? Is it resonating with you? Is it marinating and all? We'd like to hear from you, and we like to hear and just know if, in fact, it is resonating or if it's something that you'd like to add to it or ask a question. We do welcome that. You have to press 1 if you're in the queue. You called in already, but if you haven't, The number is 714-816-4673. That's 714-816-4673. Press 1. We'd love to hear from you tonight. So, Rashid Salam, I know that you might have something that you'd like to add to that, but I think that we have to, as a family, begin to look at when we come into the blessed month of Ramadan to assess ourselves, what emotional state did we come in?
Right.
Individually. And then we need to assess collectively our family life in which we are living. What's the overall assessment of our family life? So, I mean, just think about it. First assess yourself, and then assess your family, and then what should be the goal? And always the goal is that when you come out of the blessed month of Ramadan, that you're not the same as you was when you went in. Rashid, talk to us.
Mark, all I heard was behavior, 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 you know. As you were speaking, nothing but behavior, you know. And as we talk about this sense of, if you're going to do a particular thing, you should know something about that particular thing that you want to do. And then the self-assessment that must take place, that we have to go into it, as you say, where are you now and what do you want to get out of it? Why do we do things without ever asking the why? You know, and this dream world that we have been living in, this false, shall I say, dream world that we live in, and we discussed some of the things on what we want to achieve. We want to be able to govern ourselves more. We want to understand, how do we change our environment that we live in? We have to analyze that environment. What is this environment I am in now? Do I understand it, and how can I be better at it when it's all said and done? Because in that environment is where your values and your morality and all that begins to take place. And if you got a bad attitude coming into it, your focus should be on how do I put the blinders on and eliminate that. And so if you do have a bad environment which creates bad values, then we should want to educate ourselves more, get more information, read more, find out more about who we are and what we are and what source should we use, as you always refer to, the resource that we should use to change that, so we don't have that disposition where we always frown on our face and we can't deal with another person, we can't love another person, we can't be with another person, because we have this dismantling that's already taking place before we analyze who we are. So bad human behavior creates bad disposition and bad attitudes. So if we just follow the edict of what's been given to us, knowing that the social institution of family life is the first place we get of the individual, and how does that benefit us socially in this whole social dynamic that we have the right to energize. If we don't energize the property market with all the right tools, then that resource, that source, will not benefit us at all. So once again, we talk about that realness. How do we get to the state that God said, the 30-30, I have already clocked in the year. The pattern, the picture. You know, if we don't know that, where we gonna go, Mark? I mean, what are we going to do?
Well, you know, you're making a valid point. You know, what it is that we really have to do, and the ultimate goal that there is, the goal of having emotional intelligence. Allah gave us emotions. Of course, that's a part of being human. But those emotions have to be in control. They have to be disciplined, and they can't be out of control, because that means that we're out of control. You know, we see so many things that happen when one is angry, or even one is just hostile, or one that's envious and jealous. You know, we're right at the end. Depending on when you actually started the fast and on or the first 10 days, believe it or not, we're closing on the first 10 days. And you know, Rashid, the first 10 days is that of mercy that Allah has extended to us.
Yeah.
This is a mercy. I mean, this prescription is a mercy. And we should look at it like that it's a mercy to us as His human creation. Because He is alcoholic, He's the creator. and he's created us, and he knows what to prescribe. Unlike the doctors that many go to, you say sometimes call them Dr. Frankenstein, they have to do a diagnosis and then come up with a prognosis and then write a prescription, and then you have to report back to them whether or not you responded to the prescription or you reacted to the prescription, one being positive, the other being negative, and being able to say, well, the side effects didn't produce something else, you understand, in that regard. Unlike the doctor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is perfect and above mistakes, above errors, above shortcomings, has given a prescription from the beginning of the human creation that have actually worked. And it still works if, in fact, that you follow the prescription and obey everything that is said that it is that we ought to do in this blessed month of Ramadan, you know, and be able to extend that mercy not only to family members, extend that to yourself and extend it to the community, to the neighbors, the community, the extended family, the family of humanity all together. You know, this will help to make us a better person by having the right and being in the right emotional state and wanting to evolve to emotional intelligence. It just shows that we have evolved. I mean, we have evolved. We don't allow emotions, just energy and emotion, just to lead us, just raw emotions with no rationality. No rationality hasn't joined it, nor has morality. And this we see in the first social unit. We see in human society, Rashid is missing morality.
Yes,
it's not with emotionality, and we see morality not even with rationality. And so then we see what we get in terms of disunity, where we can't see a galvanizing of the family life, and we can't have a healthy and harmonious family life. Well, one of the benefits, Ramadan helps in that regard in terms of helping develop emotional intelligence. So radio listening audience, we want to hear from you. Press 1. Let us know that you're here, you're listening. Or what? Do we have any callers in the queue, Rashid?
Yeah, we do have a hand raised, Mark. We have 810-399. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Hang
on. Oh.
All right. That mic is open.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum to you, M.I.A. Rashid Salam. And to you, Brother Mark Shahid.
Alaykum as-salam, Ramadan Mubarak to you. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Ramadan Mubarak. This is the Preeta Abdul Hadi calling from Flint, Michigan. Yes, sir. I just wanted to make a quick comment. You know, I'm really enjoying what I've heard thus far. Of course, you know, I'm always multitasking here, but you know, if the society that we're in today could really get into these types of programs somehow. Just, I know we're here on IWDM and a lot of the Islamic radio platforms. However, even in the general society, we need more talking in terms of this, what you're saying, quick to anger and slow to cool down or quick to anger. We need to be following. They need to know this, the prescription for this, because a lot of people are getting angry, and before you know it, they done something. Well, we're seeing it every day. That you're angry, emotionalism, all attached to what's going on and making them emotional and just jump into anger and then tow up something and shot up something, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, what? I didn't mean it. And they probably didn't. But they don't have enough of the information out here. I would say the information is here. It's just that it's not enough of it this information being disseminated on a regular basis, you know, where they can get, you know, slow down. Don't even become angry. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he said, do not become angry. And
yes,
that's what we have to remember. Stop it right there. When you feel it boiling up in you, stop it. Seek refuge with God. Even if you're not a Muslim, you don't know to say, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajeem. But just stop and think about God. Just stop. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting all into it. I do apologize. It does. It just, you know, it gets me involved, you know, these types of conversations. It really does. I appreciate
yes,
you so
well,
kind.
Well, we thank you so kindly for calling in. And we like that type of emotion because what I'm hearing, I'm quite sure Rashid Salam will agree, I'm hearing passion in what it is that you're saying, but I'm hearing passion in a positive way. You know, passion is a duality too, but passion that the need for this type of information that will give formation and give the right form so that our people wouldn't be deformed and have to be reformed to transform to be able to perform as Allah has created us. That's what we've been talking about. You see, so yes, I hear the passion in your voice, and that's the emotion, but that's a positive emotion because you know that it would actually help many people, our people and other people, you know, just not only one ethnic group, but we've seen this is prevalent in this country and other parts of the world, you know, whereas there's no emotional intelligence, there's no sensitivity that we're supposed to have, there's no empathy, there is no compassion, there's no respect for human life, you see. So, yes, what we've said, everybody should assess themselves. We should assess ourselves individually, but we should assess ourselves as a family. And sometimes we need to call a family meeting. Call a family meeting and just communicate with each other and let it be known that there are certain emotions that we want to keep. Those acronyms I gave for the word love, we want to like only valued emotions in our family life. And that other one for love, we want to leave out violent emotions if we have persons in our family, you understand, to display violent emotions. Like you say, the priest, you become angry and you're totally out of control. You might not mean to hurt somebody, but you can hurt somebody. You can hurt them, and you can hurt them very, very deeply, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, socially. All of those things you can actually do unintentionally. You see, in that regard, only because emotions are out of control. We have to control our emotions, and we have to like only valued emotions, and we want that seed to grow inside of ourselves and inside of the sacred institution of family life, which also translates to community life. We would love to see that seed grow in terms of the world of humanity. So you're absolutely right on point, and we hear that passion in your voice, and we really appreciate you thinking about this production and calling in and adding something to it. Thank you so much, and we want the believers to tune in to the Priest Abdul Hadi on each and every Saturday on our sister station, Al Islam in Focus Learning Lab, where she's on the Ramadan schedule too. Go ahead and give them that information, if you would, real quickly, the Priest Abdul Hadi, so they can tune in this Saturday and check you out.
Yes, sir. The Ramadan schedule is 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, 1 hour, and that's at 515-605-9891, 425-292-4253, and that's every Saturday evening on our sister station, as Marsha E. said, AM 360. Thank you so kindly, Brother Mark.
Yeah, and thank thank you so kindly. And that's the Ramadan schedule. She's on the Ramadan schedule for 1 hour, so please tune in. And all, it's an excellent production. I listen in every opportunity that I get. Thank you so kindly. We appreciate you. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak.
Thank you.
So, Rashid, I tell you, I will really pass really, really fast because, you know, I wanted to, it's really something that the priest of Hadi brought up, you know, when she was making reference to the categories and, you know, we need to assess ourselves because in this blessed month of Ramadan, we need to see ourselves. And somebody mentioned that in one of the Quranic readings in terms of assess, I think it was Dr. Medina, if I'm not mistaken, you know, to really want to get a better glimpse of ourselves. You know, while we fast in the month of Ramadan, we're feasting on the Quran, and Allah is giving us true scripture that gives us our true picture. So all of us will be able to take a look at ourselves. We don't need to be so much trying to focus on other people. You know, sometimes people will focus on other people, about what they are or what they're about or whatever in terms of personality or the reality of the person. But this is an excellent opportunity for us to work on ourselves and to really see ourselves in those things that we have shortcomings in or coming up short in that regard, Rashid. This is an excellent time, and to see if we're in the right emotional state. And I want to give you opportunity for closing remarks, and I want to give something that it brought to mind when the priest Hadi was talking about as a viable solution, especially for those persons where it seems like anger is a big, big issue, a big problem, emotional issue that they have when they get angry. They start thinking the wrong way. They start having the wrong disposition, and it affects their behavior and everything and what it is they do. And really, believe it or not, the shaitan has a field day with a person that can't control the anger. Rashid?
Yes, sir. Yes, Mark, I just wanted to close out, and I'm just want to be thankful for this month of Ramadan, but more importantly, thankful for the title and the subject for today, the emotional benefit of Ramadan. You know, and the first thing that comes to your mind, Mark, is education. Because without education, that formation that you share with us, will never come into an arena where I can perform because I don't know anything. Until we have this opportunity during Ramadan, to let the Ramadan be the womb for our progress.
Mm-hmm.
Let it give birth to the point where we can put ourselves on the path to prosperity. And if we don't do this, Mark, you know I'm always there with my children. Somebody has to teach our children and give them a sense of direction. Who is that going
That's
to
right.
be? And what legacy are we going to leave? I just wanted to say that, Mark, and thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you today. Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak.
Yeah, alaikum assalam, Ramadan Mubarak. And I want to just close with saying this to making reference to what the priest Abdul Hadi said in terms of this information. Since we focus on anger, most of the time it's not channeled in a positive way like that lady did when she lost her son, and then the result was an organization. You understand, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, usually anger winds up being something that is very detrimental and devastating and destructive and all. It is the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that has said, as the priests have said, when a man came to him and wanted to get some words of wisdom three times, he said to the man, do not become angry. Do not become angry. Do not become angry. And you can just imagine the way the man left. He left angry. And it is the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that said that if when you're angry and you're standing up, And we should say this to our children, you know, and we should practice, you know, these hadiths, the tradition of the prophet. He said, if you're angry and you're standing up, then you should sit down. So we have family members, we know they could be hot-tempered and everything, and they become angry. Ask them to sit, have a seat, sit down. And if they're still angry, invite them to lay down, to rest. You want to lay down on the couch for a little bit, rest. And if they are still angry, then the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prayers and peace be upon him, he said they should get up, make wudu, and then they should pray. Now, why is this progression, this natural progression, to cause these subduing the anger that we have in us? When you get to the last part, you're still angry when you lay down. That when you make wudu, you are preparing yourself to pray. You see, so you have to be in a certain consciousness when you're making wudu, and you are making your intentions to pray. And you are addressing your actions first, your conscious actions and your unconscious actions. And then you're addressing your mouth. You're addressing the words, the language, what you're saying. And when you address your nose, you're addressing the spirit, the discerning spirit, and also the desire. And when you address your face, you are addressing the identity that you have at that particular time, which is your character. And it's not a good character. And you are also addressing your power to influence, your conscious power to influence others that actually are witnessing in the family life. They are witnessing. If you're an adult, the children are witnessing. You have to be aware of your conscious power of influence. That's washing your wrist to your elbow three times, the right side first. And also your unconscious power of influence. Whereas you may not be conscious, but our children are watching us. Mm-hmm. And you also should be watching what comes up in the subconscious mind and comes to the conscious mind and then goes back to the subconscious mind. It's a good time during the blessed month of Ramadan to alleviate that, however and wherever it came in, because it was influenced by the shaitan in terms of the anger, so quick to anger, but slow to cool down. That's the worst of you. And then finally, we have to address the ears. The inside, if the index finger go inside the earlobe, and we take the thumb three times on the inside first, we have to be conscious and regardful of the whisper of the shaitan. Now remember, in the blessed month of Ramadan, the benefit is that the shaitan is supposed to be locked up. Well, who you think that wants to exacerbate the fire in you, to fire you up to become angry? It's not Allah. So obviously it has to be shaitan. So we want to address that in terms of what it is that we should be listening to inside. And Allah has already said, this prescription is designed so that you become more consciously regardful of me. That's how we have the discipline. That's how we have the self-control, the self-management, the self-restraint. First and foremost within. And then while we're fasting in the month of Ramadan, now we address the outside of the ear where that the shaitan can come from the outside. That doesn't mean that if you're fasting, that doesn't mean that everybody else is fasting. And so then we're able to be able to have that inward guarding consciousness, not to allow that influence to come in, you understand, that would make us angry. And we move away from that type of environment. And then finally, we address the feet. First, the right foot. In terms of conscious movement and habits, this is the best time, as social scientists have said. Some say habits can be bad habits, can be broken within 21 days, but most certainly they all agree at least 30 days bad habits can be broken. So we can see the benefits in terms of how Ramadan can benefit the family life with liking only valued emotions and leaving out violent emotions. I just took you through the steps of the wudu, but hopefully we can see the social significance in that, and that Allah would bless us to come out of the blessed month of Ramadan with emotional intelligence. And to that I say, I mean. Want to say also, I want to thank the radio listening audience, because without you there wouldn't be IWDM Radio in this special production in the blessed month of Ramadan, the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. We want to say also that look forward to next week when we talk about the benefits of the mind, of the intellect, and how Ramadan can impact that in a positive way in the sacred institution of family life. So look forward to that. And we want you to know that the beat goes on here on IWDM Radio. As tomorrow, it is the Sister Learning Lab, which is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Khalilah Akbar and yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And we'll be looking at how Ramadan benefits the sacred institution of marriage in terms of emotionality and when two become one. So you want to tune in for that. And that's on the Ramadan schedule. It will start at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. Friday is Salatu Jumai Day, Muslim worldwide. Those who are immobilized can't get out and about. You can come back to IWDM Radio with email Michael, a.k.a. Mikhail Sayer. It starts at Noor Islamic Center there in Indianapolis, Indiana, at 2 p.m. Eastern. It's 1 p.m. Central and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And Saturday, the latest production is the Muslim Book Reading Club, hosted by Imam Mikhail Sayer and Sister Zakia and Mahasin. I also co-host of that production now here on IWDM Radio. It starts at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's high noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. So please tune in for that. So on the second volume of our Honorable First Lady and Mother of our Community, Sister Clara Evans Muhammad, the mother of our nation. And let me advise you that I have been informed that the third volume is being published as we speak. So it's a possibility that we may have volume three before we finish up with volume two. So we're expecting some type of update information come this Saturday. And, yes, I had mentioned the MGM Roundtable up until now because it's on the Ramadan schedule as we have moved it in lieu of Ramadan 2024, and it will be following the Muslim Book Reading Club, and that's the MGM Roundtable. It will start at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And for the seventh year in a row, my theme is fasting in the month of Ramadan while feasting on the Quran. And last week we had the very learned Imam Dr. Nasser Ahmed, And it's going to be followed by another one of our very learned imams, Imam Abdul Aziz. You don't want to miss that. We'll be dialoguing with him on this very timely topic. And that will begin at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. Please let your family, friends, and community members know about this. It's going to be a lot of great information and education in terms of looking at this timely theme. And that's only in the month of Ramadan. Sunday, the longest-running production, Words Make People. You can get it each and every Sunday afternoon with Imam Mikhail Sahir. Words Make People. It starts at 1 p.m. Eastern, high noon Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. The beginning of the week, my good brother and friend, Imam Nazim Pasha, he hosts an outstanding production called ABC, like 1, 2, 3, but it's Al-Islam-based conversation, variety of topics. There are conversation, but it's Al-Islam-based conversation, and it's on the Ramadan schedule also. It begins at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. The very distinguished esteemed Rashid Salam, who's doubling tonight, is my engineer and co-host of the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. He has his own outstanding production as he and his off-returning brother and friend, Instructor Abdul Shahid, they look to do more in 2024, the science of your health and Wealth Learning Lab. Yes, it's on the Ramadan schedule. It has been scaled back. It begins each and every Tuesday in the month of Ramadan at 5 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 p.m. Central and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And you just heard it live here at the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with Rashid Salam and Mark Shahid. And we look forward to you coming back. And please, all of these productions are outstanding productions. Make sure you help us out by getting the word out to family members, your friends, your colleagues, your neighbors, community members, sororities, fraternities, whoever you come into contact with. If you benefit from these productions that you hear, remember to love for your brother and your sister, what you love for yourself. Also, last but not least, please keep up your subscription to the Muslim Journal and thus help give it a good home in its new home, Newark, New Jersey. And those of you who are interested in becoming lifetime subscribers, you can call me direct at 314-435-7213. That's 314-435-7213. So that would be said, I would be remiss if I didn't thank my co-host, Rashid Salam, for sharing his insight and wisdom. And it seemed like you've been saying it for quite a few weeks now, as Dr. Patricia Salaudin is there in Medina. Let's keep her in our duas while she's there with her family. But thank you, Rashid Salam, for doing an outstanding job, the insight and wisdom that you share each and every Wednesday here on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab and Engineering. So with that being said, until next time, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you now and always. Salamu alaikum. Ma Ramadan. Bye. Understanding is the key.
that shines for all to see. Come on inside with your heart open wide. Come on along, get involved with my song. There's a message in my music, take a listen. You can use it as a message. In my song, testify your. We'll be right back.